We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's the Jason Barsky Show. WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
It had already been pushed back once. And it was pushed back to June 17th. It was pushed back to yesterday, and it launched. But a couple hours or an hour before it was set to launch, Spring Carlisle, the big car show in central Pennsylvania, received an email, yes, an email saying, can't have your event, something to the effect of, you can't have an event that has more than 250 people. Your event, you say, has 100,000. We're nixing this thing here. It's now in court. I want to welcome to the show Representative Barb Gleim. Good morning, Barb. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for coming on this morning. Do I have my calendar right there? It was supposed to happen earlier. They pushed it back, and it was about an hour beforehand. They get the email saying, "Sorry, show's off."
Yes, they actually pushed it twice.
It was twice. Okay.
They did receive an email about a temporary injunction, and they had very little time to respond. And it's actually being heard in Commonwealth Court today at 11 o'clock.
Any idea of where you think this is going next? Is there any way this possibly doesn't get appealed regardless of the decision?
I think it'll definitely see an appeal. This is the ultimate hypocrisy from the state level. I don't believe that the Department of Health has the authority to close down a business. And just think of the precedent for all businesses within the state if this lawsuit prevails. I'm not an attorney, but from what I've read, the Department of Health only has the right to quarantine people who've been exposed to a communicable disease. They have the right to isolate infected people, and they have the right to monitor the exposed disease and restrict movement. But they don't have the right to shut down a business and keep healthy people from moving around and going to things that are legal to go to.
Yeah, as we, move forward in this, it went from I'm scared I may die to I hope I stay healthy to how am I going to pay my bills? So the economic concerns of this obviously moved to the front and center of everyone's concerns. How much money does this event bring in for that area?
This, the Carlisle Car Show is nationally known.
Yeah.
And their economic impact is, I have a lot of data on that, but it's $77 million to our region per year. But that's not really the issue here, in my opinion. It's a big part of it, but Carlisle Events had an in-depth COVID plan. They are allowed under green, because they are a business, to open at 50% capacity, and they are safe. And at best, this is just the swap meet. It's the spring event,
mm-hmm.
Swap meet. They got rid of the entertainment. They got rid of the auction. It's basically an automotive flea market at this point. So there's 80 acres, and what you hear on the news that, they're exceeding 250 people doesn't apply because it's not a social function. This is a business that should be operating at 50% occupancy. That part is being in the media is wrong. The 100,000 number of people that they're stating is on one of their media pages at the height of one of their best events. I think, yeah, I was there yesterday. They may have had 3,000 people on 80 acres. And what is very scary about this is, casinos are opening tomorrow.
Yeah.
In Green. And that's inside. And motorsports are allowed to operate with people over 250. And I could go on and on. So sure. This is really just picking winners and losers again, just like the waiver process.
And it sounds almost like, you know, once again, and, you know, I'm all for safety. I don't know anyone who's like, let's be reckless. But it sounds like the Department of Health said, hey, here's what you need to do if you're going to move forward. And they said, all right, we'll take this seriously. Whether they wanted to or not, it's irrelevant. They took the steps to make it as safe as possible. No one can say anything's 100% safe. Things happen. But still, they made it as safe as possible. They followed all the rules. And then now they're going, sorry, there's another rule here. Sorry, we've moved the goalpost again. That's how it feels to me.
Yes, that's exactly what happened here. So under green, what is green? It's okay for some, but not for others. And if you had been there yesterday, it was very safe. And people were enjoying themselves. There was plenty of room to stay way more than 6 feet apart from each other. And I just think this is a travesty.
Yeah, I think the administration, if I went back in time, I'll bet they would not use this color code system. Because red made sense to everybody. Yellow made sense. Green makes no sense. Green means go. But it's like there's nothing after green, usually in these colors. You know what I mean? So the fact that they're saying green, but it still has all these restrictions on it, I find very confusing. I find a lot of people going, wait, what's different now? I have to do what? And I don't think people like it. Beyond Carlisle, do you think the results of this court case, which again, it's 11 o'clock today?
Yes.
How influential do you think the decision is going to be on the future of events in Pennsylvania over the next 6 months?
Well, I think it's extremely important for people to watch this, because what they're saying is they're setting a precedent that the Department of Health can shut down a business if they don't feel that it should continue. And so for a future event, what does that mean under green? What does it mean beyond green? Does it mean that somebody from the Department of Health can come in and say, you know what, we just don't feel that you're being safe enough. We're going to shut you down.
I mean, if we say the court says, sorry, Carlisle, the governor's right, and they appeal it, I mean, I'm guessing the appeals process would give them a stay. They'll be able to have their event, which runs through a Monday. So they'll be able to get through their event. But Penn State season's coming up. Hershey Park is, I believe, about to open. Knoebels is about to open. Are these places going to fall into these same restrictions where they're going to say, hey, we're open, then an hour before they're told, no, you can't?
Correct. So I want to make a distinction here. This is not the governor.
The Department of Health.
This is the Department of Health.
Sorry.
And so under the governor's order, which is actually being heard at the Supreme Court today, the H.R. 836, to end the order, at the same time in Commonwealth Court, the Department of Health is suing a business saying that they can shut them down. So if H.R. 836 and the order ends, you know, from that perspective, what the Department of Health is saying is, as long as COVID exists, we can shut down a business no matter whether there's a emergency order or not.
It's scary because, you know, from the first day we had these cases hit our country to now, we've come a long way as far as treatment. So, and we've learned, we've gotten a lot smarter. So, again, we may have not, we could have been, as a group of people here in Pennsylvania, Pennsylvanians, we were a little clueless in the beginning, but we're a lot smarter. We know how to go about doing this, and I think we can live our lives a lot more carefully than we did. So that's absurd to think that that's even a possibility. I try to be fair on these things, and I feel like this is crossing a line.
I think too, and I just want to say something to the listeners and your viewing area. In the spirit of working together and getting through this together and being safe and healthy, we don't have to have an emergency disaster order to facilitate a health action, okay? We did it under H1N1. We did it under SARS. We can work together to make things safe when there isn't an emergency disaster order anyway. I think people have been just so caught up in COVID and under an emergency that they have lost sight of the fact that, you know, if the disaster order goes away, we still can work together to facilitate, you know, safe health practices within the state.
I've been wondering this, and I don't know what your take is. I think there are some people who would wear a mask if they weren't told they had to wear a mask. And it's my belief that masks don't hurt you. They probably help you. That's my belief. Some people think I'm an idiot for saying that. They call me that. But I feel like we should. But some people, it's just the principle. They don't want to be told to do it. So if we were to back up and say, here's the recommendations. We hope you all do this. I think there's a lot of people who get on board quicker.
Sure. And the converse is true as well. I mean, use common sense. When you're on an 80-acre plot of property and there's nobody around you and you're outside, I don't think that you have to worry so much about a mask, except for the social distancing part of it. And I understand that they want both at all times. I get that. And I do that personally. But if there is a person that is, you know, 20 yards away from you and they're not wearing a mask, it's not the end of the world. You're being social distanced from that threat.
Gotcha. A few minutes ago, we had a caller, a guy named Clive. I just named his segment Clive's Moment of Sunshine because that's ironic and hilarious. If you heard Clive's phone calls in, he's a good guy. He's just he's down on things a bit. He said this Carlisle's going to lose this because all these court decisions are political now. He's convinced that's the case, and the governor's going to just have this victory handed to him, and Carlisle and everyone else is screwed. Do you have anything to say to reassure him or anyone else who feels like this fix is in on this?
I really don't. I'm okay. Not an attorney.
Okay.
It does sound a little bit of a targeted situation here from my point of view. Of course, I'm in the thick of it. It's in my district, and I'm angry about it.
I understand.
But it is very coincidental that both of these issues are being heard in two different state courts on the exact same day.
Yeah. Do you have any predictions? Do you even want to go there or just want to wait till it's over?
I just want to wait till it's over. I'm not going to make any predictions.
That's fine. And like I said, you know, it's right in your backyard there. It means a lot to you. It means a lot to people here. You know, I heard our afternoon show, Frank Andrews, had people calling in saying, hey, we're going down now. This is something we've been doing for years. It's a big part of our life. So people in Northeast Pennsylvania go to this Spring Carlisle Auto Show, and they're still going this year. But I wanted to talk to you today because I truly believe this decision, regardless of how it goes, is going to affect whether it's concerts at Montage, whether it's Knowles, whether it's Penn State games. It's going to affect other things. And if Carlisle wins this, I think we may see some things that were canceled kind of rescheduled and adapted and put back on the schedule. Fingers crossed we could start having a bit of a life a little bit without worrying about just losing our life, you know?
Yes, I agree. And I will just state that their COVID plan was really fantastic and is fantastic. And other people could actually use it as a go by. That's how great it is.
Wow.
And again, I just feel like this is maybe it is political. Maybe they are being targeted. And, you know, if the governor ends his emergency order, the Department of Health wants to be able to step in and shut businesses arbitrarily.
You can shut me down, but you can't shut them down. That's what they're doing.
Right.
So, well, Representative Barb Gleim from what's the district you're in?
I'm in the 199th
for Central Pennsylvania.
Cumberland County.
Beautiful area of our state. Look, I greatly appreciate you taking the time this morning, and good luck to you and the show and all of Central Pennsylvania. And this decision's one we got to watch. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Thank you.
The Jason Barsky Show. Weekday mornings from 9 till noon on WILK News Radio.
Radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.